Okay, so today's session, group session, focused on the base chakra. The base chakra is situated at the base of the spine. It's also referred to as the root chakra. It is associated with the adrenals and the kidneys and the emotion of fear. It's very related to survival and being grounded. If we're not grounded in the root chakra, we are often spinning out, quite caught up in fight and flight. And also it means that often we aren't able to manifest what we want, and we don't feel safe, we don't feel a sense of security. So it is when the base chakra is strong, there's a sense of being grounded, being held, being supported, being secure, and then able to also manifest things in life, manifest abundance. So I always start off my session in what I call my mental workshop, where I get a sort of a visual sense of the client or clients I'm working with. And in this case, it felt like everyone came in kind of tripping and stumbling, and there wasn't a sure footing, sure grounding. And also everyone was in a group, clustered in this group where, you know, as one would imagine fish or birds when they're frightened, they sort of flock together. It was a sort of a not being so sure of oneself, and therefore just joining the group and just finding a place of security within that. And what also came up very clearly was the correlation between the head and the feet. So in other words, when we are very caught up in our heads, we are often ungrounded. And also the head is also relates to the crown chakra, and the crown chakra is about our sense of spirituality and connection to that which is bigger than ourselves. And you'll see that in this session, the theme seemed to be the ability to have a sense of oneself as connected to a bigger picture, being able to then trust that bigger picture, and trust that goodness will come from that, and therefore have the ability to manifest and experience goodness in life. Okay, so the session itself, we first had to focus on the ability to have compassion for the self, linking it to what's called the pancreas reflex point, which is on the spleen meridian, which is just underneath the left armpit. And if you have to imagine putting your right hand under your left armpit and then the mirroring point under the other armpit, so you've got both your hands almost under your armpits and crossed across your chest, it is like a self-nurturing embrace. So the pancreas reflex point is linked to the pancreas, which has a consciousness of goodness and sweetness. And there's this aspect of nurturing, the ability to nurture the self, to receive sweetness and to receive goodness. So the belief system we brought in here was, I am allowed to experience goodness in my life. So this is very important. It's not that goodness doesn't happen. It is that we step out of the way and allow it to happen. Then focusing on fear and how fear can cause inhibition. And that if we anchor ourselves to our truth and to our heart space, then we let go of this inhibition. And so what the inhibition can do is that if we are in a fear space, we often perceive things as cause and effect, and if I do this, that, then bad things happen, and when I did that, this happened, which was good or bad. But when we are able to step out of that way of thinking and have a bigger picture perspective, then we're able to start seeing that happened. And yes, it didn't seem like it was good at the time, but look what came out of it that has enabled this to happen. And actually, it was meant to happen exactly that way. So we remove the inhibition on our ability to see the bigger picture and to trust the bigger picture. And that linked to lymph flow from the left lung around purification. And it particularly felt like it was a purification of almost, you know, when you have a cold and often you're very mucousy, even after the cold has cleared up. It feels like it's a clearing of this residual mucus following a sickness, following an illness. So there's this purification process of cleansing and clearing that's happening. So it's just that consciousness that's coming in there. And then parallel to that, working with body chemistry, we worked with allergy, but not an actual allergy, but the consciousness of an allergy in terms of this being allergies are perceived threats to benign aspects. In other words, things that are not actually dangerous, but the body perceives them as a threat, and therefore the immune system launches an attack and we have allergic responses. So we're working with that consciousness of having an allergy to sweetness. So this can manifest for some as literally an allergy to sugars and sweetness and some form of sweetness. But for the most part, it felt like we're just working with the consciousness of having a perceived as perceiving sweetness as a threat. And this is very interesting if you think about my previous sessions where I worked on nourishment and nurturing in food, where we often eat sweet foods to fulfill a gap, a perceived missing gap of needing goodness and needing nurturing. But then we've been given so much literature to say that it's sweetness, it's bad. And as soon as we perceive something as negative, it's going to have an even worse effect. Yet if you actually had a very healthy relationship with sweetness, it's quite possible to eat sweet food in balance, and it actually is fine. So this is about, we're really working here with this idea of sweetness, and this is not just food that I'm talking about. This is life, goodness, sweetness, that it is having as perceived as a threat for whatever reason. So for some people, it can be that if I receive goodness, it will be taken from me. Or if I receive it, then I have to do something in return or lose something else. So there's all sorts of unconscious associations we can have with receiving goodness and sweetness. Bringing in the kidney around the consciousness of... So I work with Louise Hay's work quite a lot, and she brings in affirmations around different body parts and what they mean. And in this case, her affirmation for the kidney is divine right action is always taking place in my life. Only good comes from every experience. So again, this is the idea of having a bigger picture and not perceiving something at that time as good or bad, but just allowing the flow of it and trusting that something good will come from it. And this is how we then enable the manifestation of goodness, and we have a sense of security in our lives. So that was tapped out. And then to balance the piriformis, bilateral piriformis muscles. So that's on both sides in the in the butt. If you find a very tender point on each side, these are very related to stabilizing the sacrum and the pelvis. So very related to the base chakra, and this is around stability, foundations, feeling secure. And then linking that to the bladder with the consciousness of holding. So again, this is control. If we feel like we have to control everything in our lives, we tend to hold. And the bladder holds the consciousness of release and holding due to the action of the bladder. And that links, interestingly, to an event which is coming up for everyone. So whether or not this impacts on you or not, it seems that it's just something that's in our consciousness. It is the event of Zuma's vote of no confidence and the outcome of that. And I think that this is, again, this idea of nothing good happens or nothing, why did we expect something good to happen? But someone was saying to me the other day, this is exactly how it's meant to happen, because I can't remember the thinking around it, but he had a whole political explanation for it. But again, it just struck me that you can't just judge a situation in isolation. So whatever this, I think a lot of people were hanging their hopes on that experience or that event. And so for whatever reason, we needed to bring that consciousness in and the memory of that. And then in relation to that, working with the idea of release and fear, so kidneys and gallbladder, releasing fear, releasing the holding, because when we are afraid, we tend to hold, so it's about releasing the holding. And that is linking to the belief life is uncertain. It's to help us to have a different relationship to this idea. So one can see life is uncertain and then just have fear about that. But it's, there's also this idea that life is uncertain, so anything possible can come from this. So it's a different way of holding that idea. And then finally, I had to just activate the three brains, the head brain, heart brain, and gut brain. Once again, just activating and energizing those centers, connecting them together so that each brain does what it needs to do. So for those who have not heard about the brains centers, we have three brains, the head brain, heart brain, and gut brain, which all have a role to play. We tend to be very focused on the head brain, which is very intellectual. It runs programs for our survival. It's responsible for conditioning and fear. So in other words, don't touch this, because if you touch this, that will happen. Don't do this. If you do this, you will be hurt. So it's very methodical, very programmed. The heart is about relating. It's about feeling it. It's about intuition. So we relate to the world, and if it feels good or not, we can respond according to that rather than the programming of the brain. And then the gut is where we make our decisions from. All the information comes from the heart and the brain, the head and the heart into the gut, and then that is finally a decision or an understanding is gained from the gut space. And that is why we have gut instincts, which is why we trust the gut. So ideally, that's how the three brains should work. Unfortunately, because we place so much emphasis on the head brain, the other two brains do not have the energy that they need to be fully activated and to operate as they should. So this is just a procedure, technique to activate all three brains, to give them the energy they need to do what they need to do correctly, and to help them to operate together and to do that. And then just linking the three brains to an acupuncture point in the lower spine called GV4, linking that to the gut brain, the enteric brain, and linking that to the adrenals and the kidneys. And that's very much all related to the base chakra and manifestation, feeling grounded, and being able to, when we're truly grounded, that's when we really can make a grounded decision from the gut. Okay, so that was then tapped out. I had to just program Cortese's technique for 10 days at 4 p.m. every day. So if you do know how to do the Cortese's technique, you are welcome to do that every day for 10 days at 4 p.m. Otherwise, it has been programmed to happen. And just as an aside, when I finished off the session, I had another sense of, as the group was leaving my mental workshop, that there was a line of people. So they were all individual, they didn't need each other, but there was also a sense of being connected. So all being connected in this bigger picture, and the line was also flowing. It wasn't just all just a crazy all over the place experience. It was sort of flowing and walking in a flowing rhythm. So it was this idea of just going with the flow and experiencing the bigger picture, trusting it and being connected in it, which is a lovely image. It felt really good. All right, so wishing you all the best, and I will be sending this feedback very soon. Well, you will have received it by the time you get this. Okay, bye.